All right, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Hot Widows Club podcast. I'm Crystal. I'm the Hot Widow of Eric. And tonight we have the very beautiful Allie, who is the Hot Widow of Ross.
Hello, everyone.
So we're past Christmas and lots of things to update our audience on tonight. Allie, I just got done having drinks with Sam and Mal. So if I'm a little erratic, you know why. Tequila.
Well, you look beautiful.
Duh.
Is that all you had to drink?
I had a drink.
Or eat?
I did not have anything to eat. They didn't have a good soup selection. So I chose to not eat. Mm-hmm. If I can't have soup, I'm not eating.
How was your Christmas?
Well, let's see. So I've definitely upgraded the Nebraska threat level to 3-pant minimum as well as a 3-shirt minimum. So that happened. So if you see me walking around like the fucking Michelin man, you know why. Just kidding. Everyone knows I don't wear that many clothes. Are that many layers? I mean, I do, but I prefer not to if I don't have to. It's so restrictive.
Yeah.
It also hurts your skin. If you live in Nebraska, it hurts your skin. So I'd like to just toss out there one more time. Why do we live here?
Yeah, we had, for our audience that doesn't live in Nebraska, we had record lows. Although I think lots of parts of America did too. There was like a cold front that happened starting like a couple days before Christmas. And now, so today is the 27th and it was like 37 degrees today, like really like a warm front. And I think it's supposed to continue to get warmer, but it was just this really cold, not just cold, freezing temperatures.
Right.
A couple days before Christmas, it felt like -50. Mm-hmm.
It was nuts. I walked out. I left work today and I was like, oh my God, why is it so warm outside? And I get in my car and I'm like, it's 37. Like, quick, yeah. Where's my bikini? I need to catch some rays while I'm at this. My gosh. So let's see. So that's my weather update for the audience. Allie asked, how was my Christmas? Oh my gosh. So, you know, I've had like 6, 7 great months of healing and growth and new energy and just feeling alive again. Man, does Christmas know how to sock a crotch punch at you, because it took me back hard. The week of Christmas, I don't know what day it was, maybe Tuesday, I got in my car and was driving down to work, and Al, Stand By Me came on. And then I just lost it. I had no control. It took over me. And then from then on out, I don't even remember the drive down to the plant. I'm at the plant and I'm head and hands sobbing. Like, I couldn't control myself. I had no ability to control this wave of emotion that was coming over me. And all I could think about was him not being there, him not seeing these things, me going through this alone, like Eric just not like being a part of what the kids were going to experience on Christmas, all of these things. And just then a wave of life hit me. And I was so sad. I missed him so much. I'm begging for him. I left the plant. I came home, laid on my couch, almost paralyzed for, you know, a good 2 hours. Finally fell asleep because I was exhausted from the wave of emotion. Woke up, the kids got home from school, and, you know, then I was starting to feel alive again. So that was like 4 days before Christmas. I didn't have anything done. Like, everything was half-assed. It looked like the Grinch wrapped our presents. The Grinch or a goblin, I don't know. And got everything done finally. And Christmas Eve, I go to church with my grandma, which I don't go to church very often. Don't tell the audience that, but I don't. And I went and I cried so much. It was so sad. Christmas Day came and went. And now here we are. What day is it? December 27th. And I'm just glad it's over. So that was my Christmas. How was yours?
So we went to each other's work holiday parties, mm-hmm. because neither of us wanted to be alone, I guess, at our parties. I specifically told my coworkers I would not go this year. And they all know Crystal. And they said, bring Crystal. You have to come. And so I think recorded before my holiday party. But I'm curious, did you have fun?
I had a blast. Are you kidding me? I love your coworkers.
Yeah, you were so fun. Everybody loved you. It's so nice that I just love the people I work with. I love the company.
Yeah.
But it was, last year was miserable, and I'm just so glad that you went with me. And even though I had like 2 drinks before dinner and I was gone, I didn't eat. That's my problem. I get really nervous at these things. And so like, I'm not hungry like,
yeah.
the whole day. And so I didn't eat. But I was just like so glad Crystal was there. Like it was just so nice to have you.
Baby, I'd go anywhere with you. I will be your arm candy whenever you need me. You
were okay.
You're the only person who can treat me like a piece of meat.
I don't treat you like a piece of meat.
But I would let you.
You guys, the audience, she was wearing tight sequins. Emerald green dress. It was beautiful. Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Allie, thank you.
We walked into my holiday party and literally all the eyes.
That is not true.
Yes. Yes, it is. And then the photographer was like, let's get your photos.
Stop. That was you.
We have yet to see those, but what?
They were probably doing that because of you, because your boobs were out.
Oh my God, don't Crystal.
All right, Hot Widows Glow podcast. I loved my dress. It was fun. I loved your coworkers. They are the best. They're hilarious. They're smart. They're witty. They're hardworking. They're team players. Like, these people are awesome. I mean, hey, Airlight Posix, oh man, I love you guys, and you're absolutely amazing too. And if we had a volleyball team, I would definitely go against Allie's company with our volleyball team, because I love you guys too, and I'm just blessed with the most amazing people in my life wherever I go. So,
yeah, I had so much fun at your party too. I don't know if we talked about that, but both parties were a success, and I feel like it's because we were with each other and like everybody, it gave us the opportunity to talk about our podcast to those that we don't normally, like, I don't talk about it at work. And so that was fun, mm-hmm. you know, talking about what we love and this podcast. But what came of it was Crystal gave me the coolest Christmas gift. So she made business cards for the Hot Widows Club podcast. So then whenever we're somewhere and people are like asking, like, I feel like the number one question we get is, where do I find this podcast? Where do I go? And we're always like, you can get it wherever you get podcasts. Well, Brilliant Crystal creates these business cards. And on the back, you guys, this is how amazing Crystal is. On the back of the business card, you can take a picture. It's like, I don't know what you call
it. The QR code, like, girlfriend.
Thank you. And you take a picture and it will pop up our podcast. It's freaking amazing.
So I can't take credit for that. So I just had the idea. And then my boo, Monica, created those for me. She's my creative. So we used to work together. And I would say, okay, here's all my ideas. Now, Monica, tell me why they suck and fix them and put them together into something pretty. And she did that for me for years. And so we were a really great team. Kind of like Pinky and the Brain.
Come, Pinky. Let us prepare for tomorrow night.
What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I've always been the one that, you know, I write everything and then she goes through and edits it for me because I'm a writer, not an editor. And she's always made me seem a lot stronger than what I am. So she helped me to create the podcast card. I said, this is what I want. She did the design for me and mm-hmm. put it all together. So thank you, Monica, for that.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. As I have grown in my life, in my career, and even in my grief, I think one of the things that that helped me with my success is to lean on my tribe. And I'm lucky that I have good people in my life that I can lean on to help me to grow and help me to heal and help me to feel peace and comfort. As you go through this widowhood journey, creating that tribe around you of people you can trust and that you respect and that understand you in the moment, not old Crystal, not who's this new Crystal, but right here in this moment, is so helpful in that healing journey. So anyone who's not doing that for you, remember to find those that are going to walk alongside you in the moment, because we aren't the same people. And one day we're great and happy and things seem to be working out really well for us. And the next day we don't remember driving to work because we cried so much on the way to work. And so I think that's a really good point to bring up, Al.
Yeah, because, and I don't know if we want to talk about this, but I remember the week before Christmas, you calling me, I believe it was on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
And you even said to me, I feel really sad because I feel like people think that I am okay now and I'm happy and they're not following up with me. They're not like reaching out to me. And this Christmas is so hard. And it's like, I just wish people would know that even though I have a smile on my face and even though I'm healing and I'm doing better, doesn't mean that I am like okay this Christmas.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so important to share on here, because even though like you even see on our Instagram, we have these smiling photos and like, but you, if you know us, you know that like we are struggling. And especially during the holidays. And so if you have somebody in your life that, even if it's like 2, 3, 4 years out from a loss, like still follow up on with them or just say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Because no matter how far you've moved forward, you'll never move on. But let's say however forward you're at, doesn't mean that that person is forgotten or that loss is still not heavy in your heart, especially in the holidays, whatever you celebrate, it seems to be magnified. I hope you're okay with me sharing that, but I just thought when you told me that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's really powerful to share.
I'm really grateful you brought that up, Allie, because I'd asked her specifically to post something on our Instagram page. And it, you know, I don't remember now exactly what it was, but it was, you know, some of us have laid crying over our spouse's dead bodies. And that happened. And that's a very powerful thing that happened to us. And it hurts. And it hurts so bad.
It's trauma.
It is something that I hope no one ever goes through. And I don't even want to ask anyone to imagine what that's like, but to understand that we did go through that. And that moment, no matter when it was, might not have been at Christmas, it lays with you forever. And to think someone as strong as the people that we married are gone, and it's so real and it's so in front of you, it just, the holidays bring that up more than anything. And so I was really sad. And, you know, it's not anyone in my life's, you know, I don't fault anyone in my life, because if you look at me, you'd be like, oh my God, she's smiling, she's laughing, she's having drinks with her friends, she's obviously shopping. You know, she's doing all the things that she loves, but my heart still hurts. My heart hurts so bad. My mind hurts so bad. My kids miss their dad. I miss their dad. I miss that familial unit. So Allie, thanks for bringing that up, because it is so important to check in on those that are going through something this holiday season, because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. I have to tell you something. I want to, and I don't know that anyone who listens would hear this message, but Eric's phone had died. So update, audience, I'm still paying for Eric's phone service. it's expensive, but it's his. And moments like Christmas make me glad that I am, because I received multiple texts. I didn't look at them again because they're not mine to see, but I saw that Eric had a whole bunch of new texts over Christmas. And that made me feel like y'all still love him. Y'all still thinking about him. He's so impactful. He's not just living in my heart. He's living in so many people's hearts. I've also had people, Ali, who've said, you know, Crystal, I understand. They've listened to our podcast and like, I hear you and that you feel like Eric's not visiting you, but I do feel like Eric's visiting me. And so he's seeing other people and I'm okay with that. As long as he is alive in people's hearts, that gives me joy. It doesn't need to be with me. But I'm so grateful that people are feeling him and loving him still.
Yeah, I've had several people reach out to me this Christmas season saying that they've had signs from Ross.
Yes.
And it just warms my heart. My mother had a huge one. She actually was completely shaken by the moment. She swears she felt him like push her to make this decision, which it's not my story to tell, but it's just so powerful. And she wrote me this long letter explaining what had happened. And the other sign that actually happened to me and Gus and Hank, it was the 23rd of December. So it was the Friday before Christmas. And the night before, I had, as Crystal explained, she's been having a really hard time. I have also been having a really hard time. I've just been like emotionally and physically drained, and I can go into that more. But anyways, I was crying. And I've been talking a lot to Ross. I always have, but like, I feel like I've been talking to him a lot more lately. And so I was just telling him like, don't leave, like, please stay. I need you. The boys need you. So the next morning I'm driving Hank to Montessori and Gus is with me and we're in the car and literally pull out of my driveway and I look up at the sky, you guys. And there was a freaking rainbow. Oh, wow. In the middle of December, a rainbow. I will post the picture because I was like so stunned. So if you live in the Omaha area and you saw a rainbow the morning of the 23rd, I would love to hear about it because it was, and my kids were all like, that's daddy, that's daddy. So then I said, okay, well, let's talk to daddy since he's saying hi to us. And so Hanky was talking to daddy in the car and it was like the most innocent, special thing I've ever heard. He said, it was like he was writing a letter because he goes, dear daddy, I miss you. I wish you were here for Christmas. I love you. It's not your fault that you had to die, but we wish you were here.
Oh my God.
This coming out of my 4-year-old. And then he said, I miss you and I love you. Merry Christmas. Love Hanky. Oh, that's what he said. I know.
That's amazing.
Gus was a little stunned and didn't, you know, he was just, I think we were all just really taken aback. And it's interesting because both of my kids, specifically Gus, was like, can you take a picture? We have to show people. This is so cool. And I want to show my classmates. He wants to show his friends at school.
That's awesome, Allie.
Yeah.
That is a total sign.
I know.
I know that was hard to share. I'm proud of you for sharing that. I know it's been a long couple of days and the weeks have been stressful these past few months. And as we go into the next year, you know, there's just so much in front of us. Each day, each new journey, there's just so much in front of us. It's just a lot. It's a load that no one should ever have to carry. All you widows and widowers out there who are listening know that, like, it's not just the holidays that are heavy. It's the days leading up. It's the days following. And then guess what? Then it's anniversary time. And then it's Mother's Day and Father's Day time. And then we come right back into the holidays again. And it's just, it's always a lot. And I'm proud of all of you for making it through, because to wake up each morning, that's a challenge. And to put 2 feet in front of the other and be the parents that we are, live the lives that we live. I'm proud of you. It's hard work. It's not easy for anyone. I do have, on a lighter note, Allie, I have officially created the first round of my 2023 goals. Do you want to hear them?
Sure.
I feel like if I put them on the podcast, then they have to be real. And you know I never miss a goal.
I know.
Except.
You missed the passport.
That's right. I sure did, Al. But I'm not missing it. I'm just extending it. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. So I want to do 200 pound back squat. 5 reps of that. Okay. Write that down.
Okay.
140 pound chest press. 5 reps of that. Write that down. I'm going to save the best one for last. I'm going to skip over this. I'm going to eat 20 grams of protein per meal. So that's a lot of soup. It's a lot of protein in my soup. I'm going to be more focused and present. And here's the good one. This is the one I'm most excited about. You ready?
Okay.
Wait. I'm going to learn to play the banjo.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to learn to play the banjo.
The banjo?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to teach yourself, like on YouTube or something?
Are you kidding me? I'm the most uncoordinated person I've ever met in my life. I can't look at a screen and then like figure out left from right. No way.
So you're getting an instructor?
I'm going to have to.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. I feel like learning an instrument is the next phase in my life. I have to keep learning and growing.
Those are all great. I haven't even thought of 2023, so
okay.
You're way ahead of me.
Okay. I'm going to, I'm also going to keep working on make less waste. I'm going to try to make less waste this year than last year. I'm still going to give blood every time I'm eligible. Oh, TSA pre-check, that's done. Don't worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Allie and I talked about over Christmas was that when you're going through this journey, like no matter how happy you are, no matter how many great friends you have, great jobs, new exciting adventures, maybe new people in your life, none of that matters because there's this big gaping hole. It's huge. And that hole is, you know, that longing that you're missing your spouse. So Allie, can you kind of talk about how that made you feel?
So I probably, I think I should just talk about this whole month. I have felt like really not into this season. I don't know why, but I just have felt so behind. I feel like I'm drowning, hence why I haven't even planned 2023. Who has time for that?
Oh, I do.
You do. I do not.
I'm always thinking and planning.
Literally, I'm surviving over here. I don't know. All I can say is I'm surviving. I have felt like I've been drowning this last month with like 100 pound weight on my back. I just have a lot going on at work. I have, you know, trying to keep up with having this season be special for my kids and being as present as I can with everything that's going on in their lives and trying to do as much as I can, because I know in my heart, like looking back, I don't want to miss out on anything. I have a very big fear of missing out and for my kids missing out. And I know that I have a hard time asking for help. That's always a big thing for me. Maybe that should be my goal for 2023, asking for more help.
Everybody, round of applause for Allie. Yes. Girlfriend, when you think about what you just said, when you think about, you know, wanting to create that special Christmas, do you think that like the stress that you're under helped that? Like the pressure you put on yourself?
So, okay. So I hosted Christmas Eve whoa, okay, right? Like, what are you thinking, Allie? But to see the smiles on all of my family's faces, to hear them laugh at my games, I came up with the best games.
Of course you did.
To look back at the videos, because today me and Gus were looking at the videos because I'm just like constantly videoing and I'm just like one of those people.
Crotch shots.
And I, looking back at, did you say crotch shots?
Of course I said crotch shots. To your forte.
Yeah, I did get some crotch shots and I didn't even mean to, but I did. My poor cousins, like what? Anyways, So when I was videotaping, I was looking at the videos today, trying to go back to my train of thought, and I'm watching them with Gus, and Gus and I were laughing our butts off. I'm like, so all this stress, all this freaking craziness was worth it. Good. To watch, like, my family, like, I feel like my goal in life or, like, my mission or my purpose, maybe, I don't know, whatever the saying is, I can't freaking think, is that I am here to help others, like, that is what I feel like, that is why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And maybe to make them happy, to make them smile, to make them laugh, to make them feel like they're not alone, to be there when they're sad and they're crying and I have a shoulder for them, or to cook up a meal, which probably will taste horrible, but it's like the thought that counts, whatever.
Or have it catered.
You guys, I made Ross's famous chili for Christmas Eve and it was bomb.
Of course it was. How did the pepper situation go? Did you get any in your eyes?
No, my mother, who is just, you got to know Roxanne. She brings me over a whole box after hearing the podcast episode. Guess what she got me for Christmas? A whole box of gloves. Plastic gloves.
I love your mom.
Thank you, Roxanne. So I used the gloves and it was, anyways, where I'm going in life is, where I'm going is that maybe, yes, all of this stress friggin' sucks. I will probably die trying just to help others. But at the end of the day, like laughing with Gus, watching these videos and watching my family's faces, trying to get a friggin' bell into their cup. Like we hadn't played that game. It was so friggin' funny. Like worth it. Worth it.
So maybe let's reflect on that this year as we go into more events that like – the joy that it brings you. So instead of thinking of it as a stressful event, think of it as, look at what I'm doing and look at, you know, the joy that I'm bringing others. And I'm going to accept that cool energy as I go into this stressful event. I think that's great. I think that's great that you're reflecting on how happy it makes you at the end of the day, because that's a great feeling.
Yes. It makes me happy several days later. I just need to figure out how. I can't kill myself over all right. of this, though, right? I can't.
That's where I can't do that. I'm going to help you to get there.
I don't know. I need to ask for more help. I need more time for myself.
I'm going to help you with that, too.
I want those around me to know how much I love them, and I don't want to. This season, I felt like I had to pull away a little bit from people that had invited me to stuff. But I just, like my really good friend, Jamie, I love you, shout out. She had set up us to come over to her house and like Santa was going to come. And so I was so tired. I couldn't do it. And so I had to tell her, I can't even drive. I'm so tired. And you know what she said to me? She's like, you just said you can't drive. You should not be like, it's okay, Allie. It's okay. I understand. I love you. I'm here for you. And Jamie's it's okay to say no. I know. I just
always
love her.
The right thing to say. I love her too.
I know. Heart of gold.
Allie, I'm proud of you for standing up for, you know, what makes you feel good and what makes you feel safe, right? As a steward of safety. I'm not sure if I've ever said this on the podcast, but in regular life, I say this all the time. I work in manufacturing, and so I always practice being a steward of safety. And if I had a vest that said steward of safety, I would accept it if anyone wanted to make me one. I teach my kids that too. But in this widowhood journey, you have to feel safe. and safe to express yourself the way you feel in the moment, safe to ask for what you need in the moment, safe to use or have the emotions that make the most sense for you in the moment. And, you know, safety is really important because that's a huge piece of what we lose when we lose our spouse. We lose that safety of the person that we built a life together. That's a really big thing, right? For those of you guys who are married, right? You choose the spouse, you make these vows, you live your life, you have fun together, you're a partnership, everything goes hand in hand, and you literally create life together in so many cases, right? Eric and I created these three tiny humans. Eric and I purchased our home. Eric and I purchased our vehicles. Everything that's a part of my life, Eric and I did that together. And, you know, when that person is gone, you lose that safety. You lose that. This is a life that I created together. It's like half of you is literally gone. And so finding those people who help you feel safe and understand and respect that safe feeling and those needs is absolutely critical to moving forward, and surround yourself with things that do that. For me, Allie on Christmas, she's so funny. So it was a couple days before Christmas and she sent me a text about something. Keep in mind, I haven't seen Allie. I've barely seen Allie in weeks.
We're recording again. Yeah. I don't think we said this from home.
Yes. And, she sent me a text that said something about grief equals retail therapy. And I said, preach, girlfriend, I'm about to drop some serious cash on some cowboy boots right now, because like, it's a hole. It's a big gaping hole that you're that longing, that feeling, like, what can possibly make me happy when I'm sad about Eric? Maybe cowboy boots. I don't know. Anything. And so, you know, you have to find that peace and what helps you to feel safe, no matter how happy you are. So, or sad, or whatever those feelings might be. I don't always recommend retail therapy because that can be very dangerous, especially if your name is Crystal. So, Allie, what other updates do we have for the audience this evening?
Gus just keeps turning the light off and on. So
he wants you to know Gus is here.
I am now recording in the dark.
She is. I'll snap a quick photo so y'all can see.
All you can see is my deep.
I can't see her beautiful, sexy grill.
They're glowing.
Oh, my gosh.
Me and my cousin Lauren, this is a funny story. I was visiting my cousin Lauren, you know her.
Who I love.
And I was visiting her in college, maybe a little after college. And we went out one night and this random guy comes up to us and goes, "Are you guys sisters? You guys have the exact same teeth."
Oh my gosh.
And so we always joke, we're like, "It's the teeth."
Oh my God. Anywho. It is the teeth. That's funny. You know what? I should start calling you. So my niece is 5, and she, when we were in Colorado last month, she was telling my daughter, she's like, "Sister, cousin, sister, cousin." She kept calling her sister, cousin. Aww. And so that's what you should call Lauren, sister, cousin. So Chelsea and I, Eric's cousin, started calling each other sister, cousins.
Aww.
So you and Lauren can be sister cousins. If I had to choose a sister cousin, I would choose Lauren. She's badass. I love her. I love all your family.
She is badass.
There's not a member of your family that I don't fall, like, I'm not absolutely in love with. I love them all.
Mm-hmm. They're all funny and fun and quirky in their own ways.
They're perfect. My sister, I think
you would have loved Ross.
My real sister was home from North Carolina. She's leaving tomorrow morning. I'm sad about that. I love having her around. She's always really helpful to me.
We are personal victims of Southwest.
Yeah, you are a personal victim of Southwest. Sure.
We are. We were supposed to fly to visit Chelsea, Ross's sister, in Denver. We were supposed to fly yesterday and go up to the mountains and just find some peace in the mountains, because as you all know, I find peace in the mountains and it's good for me. It's good for the soul. Well, Southwest had other ideas. Crystal, I've never seen anything like it. It was actually kind of scary a little bit because we showed up and they had already, this again, okay, so this was 4 a.m. We got there at, I think 4:30 a.m. and they had already canceled 3 flights. And so there was like this mad dash of like people trying to like, because all these people were stranded in Omaha. Mm-hmm. Like these people are trying to get out for the holidays. And so we show up, our flight was still on time. So, but like there was chaos with these three flights that had been canceled. We go up to our gate. We're there for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden they announced that they had canceled our flight. So literally everybody that's sitting at that gate starts running at full speed, trying to get to the check stand so that they can like move their flight or like whatever they need to do. I have these two little kids with me. I tell Gus to run, to keep up with me, to not lose me. I grab Hank. I'm holding on to him. I'm running. We have to get our bags first because we're going to check 2 bags because we were going to be in the mountains. So I needed all the stuff that goes with mountains, like all of our snow gear, like boots, everything. So I grabbed these two huge bags. I got Hank on my hip. Gus is running with me. We're running to the check stand. It's like crazy chaos. There's lines going every which way. Nobody knows what the lines are for. We finally figure out one line is for getting a new flight, like switching your flight, which was super long. And I felt so bad for the families. Like there were all these families that were not from Omaha that were trying to get home. Then there was a refund line. So I was like, okay, well, they said to us when they announced it that no flights to Denver are going to occur until 12:31. So I'm like, okay, well, we're not going. We're just getting a refund. So we get in that line. And by the way, they said, don't call because nobody's going to answer. Like the lines are like crazy. So you have to stand in line to get your refund. Gosh. So we're standing in line. And then also there's these other flights that are still occurring. And so people are trying to check their bags. I mean, it was like insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel so bad. Millions of people are stranded across the United States.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was. Anywho, so my situation is nothing compared to those that are trying to get home.
But maybe that was a sign that you needed to relax at home.
Yeah, I needed some sleep, that's for sure.
Did you get any sleep?
I did get sleep. I was so tired.
I'm proud of you.
So tired. I did get sleep last night.
Your bed is so comfortable.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know. Shout out to Heather, who found my bed. It is so comfortable.
Wait, that's a new bed?
Mm-hmm. Well, the mattress isn't. Okay, I should take that back. The mattress is not.
Okay.
Because I love my mattress.
Yeah, your mattress is what's comfortable. Frame. Like, I'm not sleeping on your bed frame. Well, I wouldn't put it past me, but
the bedding is all new. I think the bedding is really comfortable.
Your mattress is super comfortable.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Ellie, I want to ask you something. Do you think that, I don't know. I think next week, our next episode, I'm sure you want to hear this. So do you want to hear the story of how Eric and I met?
Yeah, sure.
Next episode. I'm going to save that. I'm not going to save it for this, or share it on this episode. But I've had a few people ask me, they want to know a little bit more about our history. And so I thought I would share that on the next episode. It's a little teaser for next time. It's an interesting story. It's very funny. If you came to Eric's funeral, I shared it there. Or if you know Eric and I, you probably know the story. But to those widows out there who don't know us or widowers, I think it's a fun story to share with people. Eric and I were wild. I was wild. Shocker.
You also looked completely different.
I did look completely different.
Crystal showed me pictures of like years past, and I was like, is that you?
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like you.
You recognize me from when I met Eric to today. No way.
just from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, before Eric got sick. Yeah, you probably wouldn't recognize me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a very different
person. So different.
Same old crazy lady, but very different. Look very different. So I'm going to share on our next episode. I think that's a really good opportunity for us to round out or kick off the beginning of 2023. We're done with 2022 for episodes. So hopefully we'll be back in the studio. I really do enjoy our time in the studio. I miss you, Richard. I miss you, Margie. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful production team. I don't really miss driving downtown at 9 p.m. I can say that. But I do miss being in the studio. So I hope we can get back in the studio in the beginning of the year as life starts to calm down. I also, next episode, if I feel up to it, I'm going to talk about I'm coming up on my 2 year anniversary. And that's got a lot of emotions with it as well. And I also want to see how you're doing coming off the holiday.
Yeah, I was, it's just been a lot going on. And I was feeling like I didn't have motivation to record. And it's not because I don't like recording with you or anything like that. I'm so proud of this podcast. I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted in life. I'm exhausted with everything that's going on in my life. And I'm always going to be honest with y'all that I just like wasn't feeling it. But then I thought, you know what? I am going to come on here and I'm going to tell you that because that's life and that is real. And I know that you all have responsibilities in your life that you don't want to do either. You don't want to wake up and go to work some days, or you don't want to take care of those kids, or you don't want to go to your in-laws, or you don't want to go to church. I don't know, whatever it is, it's like you don't feel like doing it. You just don't have the energy. Maybe it's the weather. You know, I'm lacking some vitamin D, and that's okay. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. Like, I felt not motivated to do this, but I'm so glad that I'm sharing that with you. And I know you guys can relate.
Yeah, Allie, I think that's a really powerful message.
While I sit here in the dark.
You are sitting in the dark. If it makes you feel any better, I have been up so, like, since 4 this morning, and my contacts are so dry that I can't see.
You can't see me?
Nope. And so you're super blurry and I'm going with it. I've had a crazy busy day today. I from sun up to sundown, it's been nuts. And, you know, it's just different personalities, right? I mean, it's different ways of moving through this journey. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. What a year it's been. Honestly, what a year, what a several years, several hard years it's been.
Yeah.
You know, 2019, our husbands were diagnosed with cancer. 2020, we all know what happened that year. Just chaos. And also, you know, navigating for us, our husbands having cancer and getting treatment with COVID going on. I mean, talk about anxiety. And then, you know, 2021, oh, our husbands die. Great. Then 2022, we're trying to find our healing. We're grieving a lot. And it's like, 2023, are you going to be good to us? You better be.
Yeah.
Or we're just going to make it good. You know, it's like our year to shine.
And we got to be in control of what we have to be in control of what we want to put. Like, we have to manifest what is our destiny, right? And we're in mm-hmm. control of that to an extent. I mean, obviously the universe is going to do things to us that is totally outside of our control. But our response, our attitude and our effort, Coach Crystal coming at you, only two things that you can control is your attitude and your effort, right? And so you got to give it every day. You know, I guess that's going to be my approach. I've got some big weightlifting goals. So if I don't get that attitude straight, I'm never going to get those goals. But it's what's in front of us. We can't control the past. It happened. It's there. But what we can't control is what's in front of us and how we respond to it.
And that's exactly why I wanted to do this podcast. It's part of the healing journey. It's part of taking the pain, taking all of this pain and putting good towards it. And hopefully we're reaching those that are grieving too and trying to heal. And I don't know. I feel like that is one really big good thing that has come from all of this. And meeting a lot of others that are hurting as well and feeling like we're connected in some way. You know, we're all connected through pain and love. Like, the love is the reason for this pain, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel this pain. I wouldn't feel this grief if it wasn't for the deep love that I have for Ross and the deep love that I have for my children. And I want the best for them. And it's really hard to know that they're grieving. But when I meet others that are having us not. Oh, there's your dog.
That was Kevin.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Kevin's telling me to shut up.
Kevin's like, ow, enough. We're moving forward.
Well, I lost my train of thought. But anyways, it's just, I feel like connected. I feel like obviously a different person, but I feel like I have more empathy for those that are hurting as well. And to know that everybody's going through something, it's special. And I'm thankful for you always, Crystal, always. I don't know what I would do without you.
I'm thankful for you. I'm glad you just live across the street.
And I can't wait to give you my Christmas gift.
Yeah, I hope it's a ring.
My Christmas gifts. It is.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh my God.
I actually got you 3 rings because.
I don't know how.
Okay, so, oh God, I don't know if you can see him, but okay, so this ring represents Eric.
Okay.
This one represents Ross. And then this one in the middle, there's like 2 bands connected.
Oh, cool.
Represents you and me.
I love that.
So you can have, it's kind of like 4 stacking rings.
That's so sweet.
But yeah, I was hoping to give it to you on Christmas.
I can't wait to wear that with pride. It's beautiful.
Isn't it? And anyways, so.
Oh my gosh. Now we are connected forever. Thank goodness. I was worried you were never going to make an honest woman out of me. Thank God you finally came through. Oh my gosh. Well, I, Allie, don't have any other updates tonight, so maybe the Hot Widows Club can sign off. And we love you guys and we're grateful for you. I want everyone to have an amazing new year. We are debating what we're going to do yet. It could be Widows Gone Wild or it could be Widows Took a Nap. You never know with us.
No, it literally changes by the hour for me.
It does. We could crawl into Allie's bed and snuggle up and watch a movie. Or we could have a hotel room and what happens in the hotel room stays
trash
in the hotel
it.
Room. So we could trash it. Yeah, we've been known to trash hotel rooms with Widows Gone Wild. So good luck. We'll update you after the new year.
Anybody that knows me knows it's like 1-2 drinks, she's done.
Two drink out. I'm just as bad. You know that. It's, you know, 2 drinks for me and I'm over the top.
I get tired too. I'm like, man, I could go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I'm like you. I don't ever eat enough to sustain the amount of alcohol I would like to believe I could drink.
Right.
20-year-old Crystal would be so disappointed. 21, I'm sorry, because I would have never drank before I was 21. Just kidding.
Oh.
You guys know I'm a liar. Anyways, we love you and signing off. Happy New Year to all of you guys.
Thank you.
New Year's in front of us. It's just like Christmas. Whether we like it or not, it's coming. Sun's going to come up and the sun's going to go down and the New Year's going to come and it's going to go. And if it's nothing special to you, then live that journey. And if it is something that you're like, yep, I'm going to New Year, figure something out, you know, take advantage of that too. But it's yours. It's your journey. remember that it's no one else's, and do what works for you on your time frame, in your space, no one else's. So get after it, widows and widowers, and we love you. We love all of you, even anyone that listens to our podcast. We love you.
Yes, thank you. We love you so much. Thank you to everybody who reaches out to us. And those who don't, we just are so glad that you listen and you care. And hopefully you're getting something from this.
Yeah.
Or you're just maybe some laughs. Who knows?
Here's hoping. I love to make you laugh, Al. I absolutely love it. Kevin obviously has some feelings too, so.
Soup fucking surprise. Okay.
I hate this dog.
We need sleep.
Yeah. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.